Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In, beware. Tonight, the last time for a while at least that I drag you through my old plastic orange 45s box from childhood that I've jagged through time and I'm now painstakingly digitizing. Most, not quite all of it. In the course of this, I've done something more often than not than I usually do, and that is flip over the A side and digitize the B side as well, just in case there was some hidden gem sitting there waiting for me. As you'll learn tonight, that's not always the case. But of course, this one's never been a hidden gem to me, my favorite B side ever.
I'm dreams tonight. It's gonna crack on your dreams tonight. You will crack on your dreams tonight.
James and the Shondells doing Run, Run, Baby, Run, which is the B-side of Mirage. Now, Mirage is a very blatant follow-up single, if you know that one, a blatant follow-up to Tommy James and the Shondells' big hit, I Think We're Alone Now. Run, Run, Baby, Run, also blatantly taking the model from the successful hit single from probably, who knows, 6 months, maybe a year earlier. I'm sure someone knows the details on release dates of Tommy James and the Shondells singles. But you got a good thing, man. Sometimes you got to work it. You got to work it through not only the follow-up A side, but the B side to that follow-up. Before that, The Dreams of Children by The Jam. That's the B side to Going Underground. That's a B side from a single-only release. Now that is cool. And that is a pretty solid song. There are a couple songs on every Jam album that would have been improved had they been replaced by something of the likes of The Dreams of Children. And we kicked off that set with Commotion. Commotion! My favorite B-side ever. B-side to Green River. In the background, you might be aware of this opening tune. This is the beginning of Manfred Mann's Earth Band version of Blinded by the Light. Single that fascinated me as a kid. I just lay on the floor next to the record player and listen to that synth riff. You know, this is before I really knew that they were taking stuff from The Who. I don't think I really knew. I might have heard Bob O'Reilly a couple times as a kid or Won't Get Fooled Again, but I didn't think they were. I didn't know people did this before Manfred Mann's Earth Band. All the years I've owned this single, I don't know if I've ever flipped it over and played the B-side until the other night. And this is why I say,
beware!
That's right, beware the B-side, as I learned the other night. Starbird number 2, the B-side to Manfred Mann's Earth Band's version of Blinded by the Light. And if it helps, this is based on a classical piece by Igor Stravinsky. Firebird, the Rites of Spring, one of those things I've never really heard either.
Starboard, let your cry lead us all through the night.
Rising from the ashes, your light will show us the
Starboard,
way.
Dreaming of of you.
It's a thing of the past. Poor people way down below. That's one place I'll never let you go. You be my baby, we will never come down. Be my queen, you can wear that crown. This is my kingdom, it belongs to all. Stay over here and we can ball, 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 ball. We're going high. Ha!
Beware.
Oh, man. Does not get much better than that. Probably only commotion gets better than that. Commotion! It's Eric Burden and War doing Magic Mountain, the B-side. The song I played last week, the song never gets old, me another old single, Spill the Wine, B-side to Spill the Wine. I was aware of Magic Mountain at a young age. Not sure if I initially flipped that single over or not. I probably did because Spill the Wine was so enticing. The song took on extra meaning after that special Magic Mountain episode of the Brady Bunch. When young Jan first became slightly older Jan in my mind. Chicken Frank knows what I'm talking about. Landmark episode, landmark B-side. Before Magic Mountain, we heard another B-side, a B-side I'd never recalled hearing until this week when I flipped over the B-side to the Fifth Dimension's awesome Wedding Bell Blues. And what do I find but Lovin' Stew. Lovin' Stew. Actually, an almost really good song. Tremendous intro. It kind of gets bogged down by all the ba-ba-ba-ba, all that stuff. A little too much of that for my taste, but for people who sometimes write songs and use other source material to get them going, that's one that might work. We kicked off that set with Starbird Number 2, the Manfred Mann's Earth Band, B-side 2, Blinded by the Light. Stay away from that, man. If I did ever flip that single over, that was probably my first exposure to bad prog rock. Which some might say includes an unnecessary modifier. And I should say that before Magic Mountain, I forgot to announce, was I played Coquette by Fats Domino, which is the B-side to, not Magic Mountain, the B-side to Whole Lotta Lovin'. For some reason, growing up, I think I always assumed the Coquette was the A-side. I guess I like that song a little better, believe it or not. Usually don't like the slow numbers. Here are the Moody Blues. Their B-side to Go Now. It's called Lose Your Money. It's a half-decent B-side. This is why they made B-sides.
Lose your money, but don't lose your mind.
ocean. Oh, that's a friend to call my own.
Rocktown Hall, Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. We're going to be getting out of here in a few minutes. Got one more particularly chilling B-side to play for you. We heard Little Richard doing... What the heck was that called now? Just misplaced my notes. Should be more professional. Early One Morning, the B-side to She Knows How to Rock. I like when Little Richard tamps it down a bit. Before that, we heard Nixon's Head doing Human Jukebox, kind of a ode to the B-sides and to the singles, to the communal joys of playing singles from the band's upcoming album, Mod. Talk about the band in the third person as if I'm not involved. Blatant commercialism here. And we kicked off that set with the Moody Blues doing Lose Your Money, the B-side to Go Now. I'm going to play you one more chilling B-side from the childhood single. I played the A-side last week. Thankfully, I don't think I ever flipped that bad boy over because you think about the close calls you've kind of skirted through life and through childhood, taking bad falls and somehow coming out of it okay. This is the B-side to King Harvest's Dancing in the Moonlight, called Marty and the Captain, and it's worse than it sounds. You've been listening to Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. We'll talk to you next week, or we'll see you in the hall. www.rocktownhall.com.
Come help me with this load. I gotta make the boat, and I'm getting very old. Marty and the captain, they're surely final friends. They've been working on their boat now since who knows when. The captain started telling tales about his time to sea, about all his troubles with the law when they were running teeth. Seems they'd been friends now for many, many sails. When one of them was in the hooch, the other found the bail. Marty and the captain, they're surely final friends. They've been working on their boat now since who knows when. They sailed back into town last week, wearing their same old caps. I saw them sitting in a bar, drinking while they rapped about how that they was getting old, and maybe it was time. But then, you know, they laughed a bit and drank down some more wine.